is food? Well, let's chat to our guest on the programme this morning, Kate Ovens, who is on the line. Good morning, Kate.
Hi,
good morning. Welcome to the programme. Now, you're described, Kate, as a petite food blogger, just looking at some of these challenges that you do. You know, you eat just masses and masses of burgers and all sorts of things, the stuff that the doctors will probably say avoid and don't touch with a barge pole, and yet you retain your petite figure. What's your secret?
Well, I wouldn't actually class myself as petite. I'd say the Daily Mail was very, very kind to me.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you weren't complaining, though, were you?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, the last articles they wrote about me, they called me a monster muncher, so...
Well, this is an improvement, then.
Yeah, this is a massive improvement. But yeah, I'm unfortunately sort of... unlike what people think, I'm not a lucky one. I really have to like work hard in the rest of the time with like my exercise and eating lots of like healthy food and things like that. So unfortunately, it's just down to diet and exercise.
So you do these challenges once every couple of weeks then, Kate?
Yeah, it's becoming a little bit more regularly, and I'm having to like up my exercise regime and be a bit stricter with my diet, which is incredibly difficult now that I'm living in London. But yeah, it's literally all about just trying to get somewhat of a balance and hoping for the best, essentially.
I'm just looking at some of these challenges. 70-ounce feast, 11 burgers, 4,500 calories, 58-ounce beef, 22 slices of cheese. That is a lot of food.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually finish that one. I got about 9 out of the 11 patties, which I, in my personal opinion, I was very happy with. because that ended up, I finished about 48 ounces. So I was, and it was delicious as well, so I've got no problems at all. And the guys treated me really, really lovely. But I was a little bit like, right, really want to sort of finish a burger challenge because I've lost the last couple, and I put up a video last night of my most recent one at Belushi's, which was a 42-ounce burger, which is the biggest burger that I've ever finished.
And you actually finished that as well. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I finished it. Thank you very much.
Wow.
We're to congratulate over someone finishing a meal, but...
Well, yeah, it's a bit weird. hey, this is just amazing. I mean, what is your secret? When you're doing these challenges, they bring the food over and you sort of look at it and do you sort of think, how on earth am I going to do this?
Essentially, that pretty much is my thought process every single time the food appears in front of me. I'm always in shock. I'm always like, oh gosh, what am I actually doing? but at the same time, I just kind of, I always speak to the management to sort of, because usually it's they're introducing the challenge through me and my social media platforms. Mm-hmm. So we'll discuss the size of the challenge. If they want to make it something that's impossible, which isn't usually the case, I'll kind of look at it and be like, I know I'm not going to finish this. But most of the time, they usually make it within my boundaries, because I'm always just trying to improve, like just to try and one-up myself from the previous challenge every single time. Mm. So I don't know. I mean, I'm always nervous, but sort of always just kind of try my best, hope for the best, and even if I don't finish, it's not the end of the world. This isn't my entire life or anything. It's just a bit of fun, and I just hope that my audience on sort of social media and the press and things like that, I just hope they really enjoy it.
I love it. If someone was just tuning in just these last few seconds, you could be you could be an Olympic athlete talking about preparing for a race. Which is completely the opposite is true.
I don't want people to think that I take it like as seriously as athletes or take it as, because there is an actual competitive eating scene. I mean, it's massive in America and things, and I'm really...
You say man versus food and, you're woman versus food, aren't you?
Yeah, I would say I'm a bit more like Adam Richman. He never classed himself as a competitive eater. He just really liked food and wanted to show off the good places. That's essentially all I'm doing. There's guys in America, I think it was Joey Chestnut, and he did the Nathan's hot dog competition on the 4th of July, which he came first in, eating 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
It's an absolute just ridiculous, that is something I cannot even put myself in near that category. So in terms of like training and things like that, I'm a very normal 23-year-old girl just trying to have a bit of fun and market some good places, really.
Absolutely. And when you're doing these challenges, I'm right in thinking you're washing them down with milkshakes in between bites. Is that a tactic of yours?
Everyone thinks that without the milkshakes, I can't complete the challenge. But I actually ask for the milkshake to be there because, you know, when you're like having a, when you're having a meal and you're absolutely like, you're absolutely stuffed. And then the waitress kind of comes up to you and she's like taking the plates away and she's just, and you're like, oh, I couldn't eat another bite. And then she goes, would you like to see the dessert menu? And then all of a sudden you're like,
you find room for it.
I can have a look kind of thing. And that's what the milkshake does. It just kind of, it differentiates between like the sweet and the savory, and it just changes up the pace. So that's why I kind of drink, I optionally drink a strawberry milkshake. And people think, oh, but that's more calories. But in a weird way, it helps. I can't really explain it
Helps sort of wash the food down, perhaps.
It just mixes up the tastes, I think. And okay. I'm not entirely sure. I'm sure there's some kind of science behind it, but I have no idea.
I'm sure there is. It gives you a new taste sensation. I was thinking, I've taken part, when I used to work in a supermarket, I took part in a Cadbury's cream egg eating competition. I managed a packet of them in about, well, I won it somehow. So, you know, but I don't think I'll be able to attempt anything in the...
How many cream eggs were there? Was it six?
I think there's a box of six in a box, and I think they actually ran out of cream eggs in the end, and I was still eating them afterwards, so I like cream eggs.
That's really hard. That's like a really that's a really intensive because it's like so gooey and thick and it's sweet and that's still hard on its own. Like it's sort of, it doesn't sound, just because it doesn't look like a lot, it is actually quite a lot.
Well, there you go. Okay, well, I feel good about my achievement then. Thanks for that. So you do these challenges as you mentioned as as like a promotional thing for the restaurants. Is there groups on social media and groups that highlight all the eating challenges that people can go round and maybe give them a go?
I'm just trying to think. I don't think there's particularly any like sort of social media group. I mean, there's a lot of, like, I know a lot of the competitive eating industry. I'm friends with quite a few of them, and it's just kind of, I don't know, they like add you on Twitter and you sort of have a little like browse around their account, realize that like you realize what they do. There's a lot of them on like putting all their videos on YouTube. People like Randy Santel, who he's touring the world at the moment, and he's on challenge like 600 and something or other, like completed challenges, not failures. This is all finished. And he's like currently in Australia doing his world tour. And then there's a girl called Molly who's based out in America, who is like, I think she didn't enter that 72 hot dog competition, I don't think.
That's a lot of hot dogs though. That's making me sick just thinking about it. 72 hot dogs.
Oh, I just don't understand it. Like, I understand sort of it to an extent, but I could probably get down about like 9 at most.
And this is with the bread rolls as well, is it? The hot dog rolls and the hot dogs itself. Yeah.
So what they do is they have a tactic that I've noticed, that they'll take two hot dogs, eat the meat part of the hot dogs. They'll do two at the same time, and they go like 1, 2, 3 hot dogs done, and then they dunk the bun into the water, kind of their drink.
That sounds revolting.
But it's a massive event in America. It's one of the biggest events in America, like during the summer. it's crazy. So and like, I've heard so much about it. I'd love to go one year, but I would never actually be in the competition. I'm never going to be good enough to get into it. I'm just a bit more finding nice restaurants, doing these videos, having a bit of fun, and just being like a normal 23-year-old girl.
I just love your videos, and one of them I was watching on your Facebook page. You're asking for a spoon or something, and then you complimented the waitress on their nails, and I love that. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, my that was one of the ones that I did with Food Bible. I do a lot because I had a cameraman at that point, and he sort of thought it was really funny to like keep it in and everything. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just very normal. I take it seriously because I'd like to finish it, but in the whole kind of aspect, it's not my entire life. I'm just having a bit of fun, really.
And as you say, you're having a bit of fun there. You do the food challenges, but the rest of the time it's all healthy eating and exercise and working out and trying not to put on the pounds, I guess.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, like I've actually been sponsored by Muscle Food now for about a year now. So like they basically they do all the legwork for me. They just send me like lean meats and all the vegetables and everything. They send it to my door, which is a dream. that's all my groceries, and it's like especially when it's delivered straight to you, it makes healthy eating even easier. They've been so supportive with my health stuff, even though it's been like being in London now and being in a bit of like a social scene. I get invited to like a lot of press events and PR things. Yes. And it's
there's a potential to fall off the wagon of a diet then, I suppose, with you know, all
exactly.
the food and
like. And I mean, now I'm sort of, especially on Instagram, I am sort of known as being like a food blogger, which again, I mean, it is quite amusing. I've been invited to about 7 restaurants in the next 3 weeks. Oh, yeah. And I've got them all dotted around my diary. I'm literally like looking for friends now to go with. I'm like, guys, do you want to be a plus one with me for this?
I bet you're very popular amongst your circle of friends. It's like,
oh yeah, my flatmate, she absolutely loves it because she and like with her work she can't go to any PR events, like just because her work are so particular about things, so she kind of like lives her PR events through me.
So it
all still works. Yeah, I'm incredibly grateful for everything. I'm not taking like any of this for granted. I'm so appreciative.
And you want to be a TV presenter? Is that right?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm trying. It's sort of I'm speaking with some really big brands at the moment about doing something that's completely non-food related.
Okay. Well, news night, perhaps. Yeah.
Pardon?
News night, maybe something like that.
Oh, I'd absolutely love to. It's just a matter of trying out, seeing how it goes. I mean, I have a degree in marketing and management from Newcastle University. I can sort of see if there's any like marketing roles. I'm just seeing if I can get into presenting. I would love to. It's my dream, but it's an incredibly hard industry to break into. That. I'm just happy to be where I am at the moment and just see how things go and keep trying out for things and
absolutely
hope for the best.
Well, I love your sort of positive attitude, and it's been great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
On the program.
It's been lovely to talk to you as well.
So if people want to see you eating loads of food, how do we go about that? Where do we find you?
So probably the best place to find me is on my Facebook page, which is literally just my name. It's Kate Ovens, and it is Ovens like the kitchen.
Yeah, very appropriate, I have to say, your surname.
Everyone thinks it's like a stage name. I'm like, no, born with it.
Your actual birth surname. There you go. It was meant to be.
I like making people laugh because like sort of people are like, I used to be like Ovens, you know, O-V-E-N-S, but now it's like Ovens like the kitchen, and it gets a little laugh out of people, which I quite like. Yeah. But yeah, it's mainly on my Facebook page. I do have a YouTube account, and I'm just sorting out some bugs with it at the moment, so I've withheld quite a lot of my videos, but I will be putting out videos hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Well, look forward to those.
YouTube, Facebook, just put me into Google, I'm sure you'll find something.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, Kate, for being on the programme, and wonderful to talk to you. And when's the next food challenge? Have you got another one lined up?
Next food challenge, I think I've got one on Thursday, which is going to be the video won't be out on Thursday, but I'll be doing it on Thursday, and I'll put up sneak previews on Instagram again. Ooh. Just kate.ovens, like
look forward to that.
So I think that's going to be a barbecue, but it's going to be mixed with like a workout as well, because the guy is called the Food Grinder.
Intriguing.
And he's a bit like Joe Wicks, so he's got like a big following on Instagram.
Yeah, he's big in clean eating, isn't he, at the moment?
Yeah, like it's really, really good stuff, and like, I've been following him for years. I've tried out a couple of his meals he's prepared. He's absolutely lovely. He's brilliant, and we've been talking about doing something like this for ages. So I think it's finally coming together on Thursday.
Well, good luck with that, and enjoy your rest of your day. Shame the sun's gone in, but still stay happy.
To be honest, I've been enjoying the rain. Like last night's rain, I just had the windows wide open, and I said like the saddest thing to my friend, being like, oh, tonight it's quite nice that I can hear the rain out of my window tonight because I don't have to turn on my rain app. I was like, I could not sound like more of a loser right now.
Hey, yeah, it's fine, you know, we all have our little quirks in life. I think that's definitely a great thing. Brilliant. Well, take care. Thanks for talking on the programme today.
Thank you. No problem. Been lovely speaking with you. Take care. Bye.
Take care then. That's Kate Ovens there. Yes, you want to go on YouTube and you want to go on Facebook. You want to have a look at her food challenges. They are just amazing.